So this is the fourth week of this series called This Christmas, and we've just kind of been talking through the Advent stuff as well, and we've talked through some of the pieces that we see along the way, some of the stuff that was promised from God, some of the things that showed up when Jesus showed up. We talked about hope and how hope keeps us in storms, keeps us from moving, faith that causes us to move forward and step into the things that God is calling us to. Last week we talked about joy. By the way, I don't know if I've ever heard as much positive feedback as I heard from last week's sermon. And I don't think last week's sermon was one of my best sermons. So what happens is we need more joy in this world. The reality is when someone starts talking about joy, everyone perks up because that's not a common thing. We all sort of, even when you think about what you watch on TV and what you hear about and what the news is speaking about, it's not usually joy. And so when we talk about joy and hear about it and imagine that God actually wants to give it to us and then experience it together and laugh a little bit and smile at each other and feel the kind of joy that can walk us through all circumstances, it's a good thing, and we all recognize that together, and I'm glad that we can have that joy together. And this week, we're going to talk about peace. Peace. Luke 2:14. Last week, we talked about how the shepherds were there, and the angel showed up to the shepherds and said, hey, good news, glad tidings, you know, good things are coming to you, and then all of a sudden, heaven burst forth. Remember that? And angels start singing out to God, and all of a sudden, this incredible joy bursts forth. But here's what they were singing: glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests. Peace to all, peace to men, women, and children, peace to everyone on earth. That's what they're singing. The thing is, the shepherds probably would have thought this was a funny thing for them to be saying. Why do we need peace? The Pax Romana is already happening. Caesar Augustus has set forth a plan previous to this where Rome wasn't actually in war anymore. They weren't battling. It wasn't going on. They actually were part of, at that point, they had just kind of started, but they were part of what historians call maybe the longest amount of time any empire ever didn't have war. The Pax Romana was already happening. There already wasn't war. There was already some good stuff happening. Why do you need to bring peace, Jesus? Why do you need to bring that to us? We already are good in that area. We already aren't battling. We already aren't fighting. We're already not facing all of those things. So why would you bring peace right now? But the reality is, just because there isn't war doesn't mean there's peace. And in fact, just because there is war doesn't mean there isn't peace. The peace that Jesus offers isn't for just the whole world, though he does tell us to pray for peace in different ways, and peace comes in different ways throughout Scripture. But the peace that Jesus brings, the peace that a personal relationship with Jesus brings, is personal. It's for you. And it can be for all circumstances, all situations, anything you face, any battle you're up against. Just because you don't have war doesn't mean you have peace. And just because you have war doesn't mean you can't have peace. I have a video I want to show you. It's a pretty cool video of Christmas Eve, 1914. A big war is going on at that point. I'm sure you've heard of it. And Christmas Eve, this sort of miraculous thing took place, and historians have looked at the letters that were sent home and sort of remade this thing. Actually, this is an advertisement that a company made, but they remade the story and they drew it up based on people's letters of all of a sudden, in the midst of war, when they're battling in trenches, there was this moment where it all stopped, and there was peace. Stopped on Christmas Eve. It stopped when Jesus showed up. It stopped when they were thought back on the moment when Jesus showed up. It's amazing to see two different countries, two different groupings of countries that are battling together, and all of them stop because they remember, wait a sec, Jesus came and brought peace. Let's celebrate it for one moment. Let's celebrate it for one day. And so we have a video that we're going to just check out just for one moment. Just because there's war doesn't mean there's not peace.
Jenkins, Oakley.
Night.
My name is Jim.
My name is Otto.
Pleased to meet you, Otto.
Freut mich.
Rose, she's called.
Schön.
Imagine the moment. War is going on. There's no one really knows if they actually played a game of soccer, but some of the letters home actually said that. They said, we got a soccer ball in the mail, and so we played soccer with them. Isn't that a wild thought? Sometimes with peace, we think that a whole bunch of circumstances need to line up right, and then we'll be happy. We think that our anxiety is all stirred up because of how busy the mall is at Christmas time. Or of how busy I couldn't get a parking spot, so I can't have peace in my life, you know. And we sort of get this in this place where we think, God, you promised us peace and you said you'd bring us peace, but why is there war and why is it crazy in the world and why are there so many things going on in life and why is it so stressful and why is it so hard for me to balance this all out? I know for me with our kids at some nights I'm thinking, Lord, if you promised peace, why are my kids screaming all night long, right? This isn't peace, God. You told me there'd be peace. Why isn't there peace here? We think it has something to do with our predicament, our situation. But peace's priority isn't to get out of predicaments, it's to get into people. Peace isn't all about grabbing you and saying, hey, you need to leave this world and leave all of these things and take a retreat in the woods. And once you're in the woods, then you can find peace. It's about God saying to us, hey, I'm sending you Jesus so that while you're in the midst of all that busyness, while you're in the midst of all that craziness, while you're facing trauma, while you're facing health problems, while you're facing family health problems, while you're facing debt, while you're facing all of those things, I can be your peace. If you would just cast your anxiety on me, cast your cares on me. Philippians 4, 6 to 7 says this. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Sometimes with anxiety, our prayer to God is, God, take all of this away. Take all of these things away. Take all of these stresses away. And sometimes we need to have a prayer of faith that we believe that God's placed on our heart. We need to pray something away. We need to pray for health. We need to pray for financial blessing. We need to pray for restoration of marriage or for with kids. We need to pray for those things sometimes. And faith calls us to that place. But peace says, while you're there, I will meet you. While you're there, I'll walk with you. While you're there, I will stand beside you. While you're there, you will be okay. Peace is personal. It's personal. It's for people. That's what the angels said. They said peace on earth, yes. But it doesn't say peace of the whole earth. It says peace on earth, yeah, to people. It's for you. It's for your heart. The Bible talks about peace being in our hearts and it making our body well. My son, when I'm with my son and we all of a sudden enter a scary time for him. Scary for him is maybe there's someone that he doesn't know somewhere close by, you know. And if he's all of a sudden scared, my boy doesn't look up to me and say, Dad, please go remove anyone that I don't know from the world and get rid of this scary situation. All he does is this, hand. Actually, it sounds more like end. And I just give him my hand, and now he's good, you know. He walks boldly. He walks confidently into whatever situation he was just scared of. Not because the situation changed, but because Dad's end is there, holding him. Or my daughter, if she wakes up in the night and she's scared, some sort of noise happened or some perceived noise, or it's dark in her room. Which makes sense at nighttime, but sometimes it scares her. So it's dark in the room, and she's sort of like, I don't know what to do with this. She screams out, Dad, Dad, Dad. I come up there and say, yes, sweetie. And she doesn't say, Dad, I heard a noise. I want you to go do a quick border check on the house and do all these things. That's what my wife says. We learned that one. But my daughter says, I heard a noise, Dad. Okay, what do you want me to do? Lie beside me. That's going to do it? Yeah. Lie down, she falls back asleep. Peace for us needs to be about getting to Jesus, not asking Jesus to get rid of everything else. Peace needs to be about us finding the one that God said would be peace. It's Jesus Christ who said, I've come to the world, now peace is here. Now in all circumstances, peace is here. I offer something that Caesar Augustus couldn't offer, even though he's caused Rome to walk into one of the most peaceful times it's ever been in. Here is where I land and say, you need peace. If we're waiting on the world to be peaceful for us to have peace, we're going to wait a long time. Instead, tell God, the world is crazy, and I'm kind of scared, and it kind of freaks me out sometimes, and I don't know what to do, and the peace that transcends all understanding will be yours as you meet him, and he meets you in that place. Just says, give him your anxieties. Give him your worries. Tell him about them. One time I was, my wife and I were trying to figure out how to buy a house. And we were working pretty hard at it, trying to borrow money from here and there and trying to do all of these things. And I sat down with someone, and they said, hey, stop. Have you prayed about this? It's amazing how many times the pastor gets to preach about things that I haven't prayed about, even though I was trying. I said, well, yeah, of course I prayed. You know, Jesus, give us this house. That's good. Amen. He said, no, here's how I want you to pray about it. He said, take all of your anxieties, and I want you to write down all of your concerns, all of your fears, all of your doubts, all of your questions, all about it. I want you to imagine yourself writing those on a paper. In fact, if you want, write them down on a paper. He said, crunch it all up and give it to God. Give it to God. And tell him if he wants to unfold it and look at it and do what he wants to do, he can do it. But right now, I'm just going to give it all to God. I'll tell you what happened. Peace. I didn't have to get the thing done anymore. I didn't have to figure it out anymore. I didn't have to figure out how my wife and I were going to move forward in life and how we were going to figure stuff out and how our money was all going to get sorted out. I didn't have to worry about it. I gave it to God, and he said, hey, I'll just give you some peace in return. We give God anxiety. He gives us peace. Isn't that amazing? That's a good trade. It's a really good trade for us. I want to tell you one story. I was a youth pastor for about 5 years in Victoria, and there was one youth guy who he came to youth a fair amount and then wasn't there and then back and then wasn't there, and he had a sick mom. His mom got kind of sick, and in fact, she was very sick. And she kept having to travel down to the States and get medical treatment and then come back up and travel down and come back up and travel down and come back up. And the doctors kept saying, we don't really know what's going on. We don't know how to fix it. We don't really know what to do in any of this. She was getting worse. It was painful. And the cost on their family was crazy. They couldn't afford it any longer. But she kept going down and coming back. And so he came to my office one day. Said, can we pray for my mom? And I'll tell you, even pastors, you know, when that situation comes into your office, you know that they're thinking that you're going to have the solution and you're going to be able to tell them, yes, we'll pray, but here's exactly what to do because the Lord said, and here's, you know, and I was so stressed out, thinking, okay, we need a healing then. We need a healing. I'm going to pray for faith. We need a healing to come to this woman. Because if it doesn't come, he's going to think that God doesn't exist. Or he's going to think the church isn't any good. He's going to think that I'm not a good pastor and I don't care about him. So I'm going to pray to the God that I know who heals. And I'm going to pray that he would heal. So I told him that. I said, that's what I'm going to do right now, okay? He goes, okay, sounds good. So I start praying, you know, loudly. We're sitting in my office. He sits down, and I'm thinking, no, I'm standing. Any true prayer happens when you're standing. Huh. I'm like, okay, I'm going to stand up, and I'm going to really go at it with the devil here. And I start praying out. I was praying like for a long time. I felt like yelling and believing and trusting. Come on, God, you can do it. And I really, really believed we were going to see a healing. I finished praying, and I wait for him to pray. He doesn't. I keep waiting. Eventually, I think, okay, we're done. And I open my eyes, and he's still sitting there. He's sitting on his chair like this. His hand is like this, and his eyes are closed. And I'm just watching him, you know, wondering what he's doing, why he's doing it. And he's just sitting there. Eventually, he pops up from his seat. He gives me this huge hug. I said, what in the world is going on? Like, did God tell you she's healed? Like, what happened? Is it all of a sudden something changed? Did your mom text you and I didn't notice? Like, what happened? What just went on in your life? He's just like, he hugs me and he's just so happy. He starts crying. And I'm like, something incredible must have happened. And he says, God held my hand. He was sitting there literally holding the hand of God. God didn't change his circumstances in that moment. Didn't change his mom's health. Didn't change anything, except he said, I've got you. He gave him peace. He gave him peace so that he knew he could walk through whatever he needed to walk through. He gave him peace so that he knew that he could stand if he needed to stand. Just God holding our hands is all we need. We can pray for circumstances to change, but the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, is what came when Jesus came to this planet. It's what the angels were so excited about. It's what they were so passionate about. They screamed it out. They were dancing with joy. Last week we said they're bursting out of heaven with joy. Why? Because the Prince of Peace was coming, the one who was going to make everything different, not because he was going to stop all the wars around the world, but because in the midst of war, he would bring peace to those who needed it. Wouldn't it be great if this Christmas we decided we were going to have peace? We decided this Christmas, when I'm anxious about something, I'm going to give that to God and I'm going to accept His peace for my life. When we're busy, when we're making dinner for people, when we're worried that we didn't have enough stuff, when we're worried that we aren't going to get the right gifts, or that we're even when we're sad about the different things that have happened in Christmas in our past, wouldn't it be amazing if this year we said, God, that's all yours. I want your peace. I want your peace for my life. Hold my hand. Let me walk with you through the minefields, through the stresses, through the worst places. Let me walk with you and experience your peace. That's who Jesus is in our lives. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you so much. Thank you, God, that you didn't promise us the perfect lives in our minds. You didn't promise us perfect health all the time, loads of money all the time, happiness in relationship all the time, Lord. But you gave us peace in the midst of all things. Let this Christmas be a Christmas where we experience that, where we welcome that peace, where we get excited about that peace, where we share that peace. Lord, I pray for people who'd be walking through busy malls and who'd be driving in busy parking lots with a smile on their face, a contentedness, knowing that in the midst of it all, there is peace that comes from Jesus Christ. Let us be different because of that. Help us to have a testimony, because Jesus gives us peace in the midst of suffering. Jesus, we love you and thank you for this season. Amen. Amen.